Fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more Cooper and Luke.
It's a Big Breakfast Bite Size since Friday!
Fantastic. Glad we're here.
You know the way we have our weekly Friday meeting? I know.
Fantastic. Aircon working in the studio. Woo, woo, woo. Sorry, go ahead. Friday meeting.
That we have every Friday. And it's all the peoples that all just meet and you try and listen to everybody talk really quietly.
No, you, where were you?
Down the back of the room.
See, that's your problem. You need to be dead centre. I heard everybody speak. It was really funny. I made some jokes, got some laughs. Talked to the head.
Didn't hear any laughs.
You see, you were too far away.
I heard no one laugh.
Go on.
But right at the end, just before they wrapped it up, I took a swig of my coffee. And I had a tickle in my throat at the same time. And I literally coughed with a full mouth of coffee. So I held it in. Right. But literally, I nearly sprayed like 20 people in front of me.
Nearly isn't entertaining.
I know.
I wanted it to happen. If it didn't happen.
Standing right beside the CEO.
I've nearly had sex with Mila Kunis. But I haven't.
I would just stop.
So there you go. Our plans for the weekend? Cool. Anyway, so... joking.
I think we're just going to chill tonight. Got to get the house ready for tomorrow.
We've a viewing. None of that matters.
Why?
Because you're going to watch John Wick.
John Wick 2.
Good man. Now, so none of your house viewings are chilling. Okay?
Well, we have to do that.
Don't mind that.
I tell you what, we'll clean the house.
Yeah.
Get it ready for the morning.
Cool.
And then I'll chill out with a glass of wine watching John Wick 2.
There you go. That's all I wanted to do.
You watched the trailer, John Wick 3, that we were talking about earlier on.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You ruin it for yourself.
Well, if they've shown the movie in the trailer, it's their own fault. It looks beautiful. The way it's shot and the water and the rain and the neon lights. It's gorgeous.
Just watch it and then we'll chat about it on Monday.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm going to a spa.
Where?
Killishi House,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
With the weird stairs in the foyer. Justin Poirier is
UFC Killishi House. I don't think that's far at all, is it?
It is, yeah. Wait for him to Google it.
I'm just Google Maps.
Edit.
It's not far away at all, Luke. You're going to Killishi House. You live in Kildare.
You give it out to me for not going far away.
And you're going to Kildare.
I don't think it's Killishi House now.
Killishi House. Hang on a sec. Are you staying there?
Back refreshed. Hell yeah. What do you mean? You're not going to go there for a day and come back. Full weekend, hon.
You're 30 minutes away from us. He's not going away. He's going up the road. Subscribe.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Jack and Jones with Years and Years play on 98FM's The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 20 past 6. Good morning.
That's embarrassing.
No, you didn't say it on the radio. That's fine.
Just before we went to air, I said, that sounds very years and yearsy. And he goes, Jack Jones and years there. Sugar. Good morning and happy Friday. I am wrecked, right? Because you do things for your kids, don't you? You make sacrifices.
Yeah.
All that crack. So last night, I went... it sounds like I sacrificed my time, but I went to Edie's first play.
Oh.
Now, this ain't school play. This is like a standalone production.
Oh, like a drama group.
Yeah, man.
Oh, nice.
So this is her giving it a go. And I had to get my car fixed yesterday, so I had no chance to go home. Had to do loads of stuff, so I went straight from basically here to collect me ma to go to Blessington to go see this thing, right? So I was fully committed to staying awake, because you know, once you sit down at about 8 o'clock, if you didn't have a nap that day, like because of our job, just everything gets nice and warm and kind of, my eyes get heavy and I just sleep.
It's like the muscles in your backside are a switch. It turns your brain off and you just fall asleep.
Exactly. Yeah. Any lack of motion and you're gone. So, but my God. Oh, it was good. It was Little Red Riding Hood, right? And this ticket's actually still going, I think, for tonight or tomorrow, one or the other. But it's a real innocent kind of kids play of Robin Hood, and they do like the shark baby dance thing and everything. And Edie has one line in it, right? So there's a girl and she wants a date and everyone's suggesting who she's going on a date with. And Edie jumps forward, kind of goes, uh-huh, and she forgot her line. So she was concentrating so much on the uh-huh, step forward and speak, that she forgot to speak. And you could just see her face go, oh, flip. And someone goes, uh-huh. She goes, Justin Bieber? And then goes back to her line. I was like, yes, yes, Edie. You're seamless. But then she does all this stuff in the background. I love watching this. I saw it in the Helix Panto. The background actors will talk, but they aren't speaking.
Rhubarb.
And then they're like wide-eyed, and then they'll give like crazy eyes and stuff. And Edie was nailing that. Like, she was having full-fledged conversations with the people in the background. It was flipping brilliant. And then they did a dance and everything, and very, very good. I'm very proud now.
So tickets still available?
Tickets still available. Sunday sold out.
Oh.
Saturday, still a few. And I'm sure Friday, it was today, I think there's a few of them going.
And did you get caught buying merch or anything like that? Is there merchandise and stuff afterwards?
You'll be pleasantly surprised here. My mother won the raffle.
Whoa, what'd she win?
Box of chocolates.
Oh.
She honestly, her year made.
So good. Way to go, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Style, 98FM. While
he was even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Enrique, do you know the ping pong song?
Yeah.
It's Big Breakfast. It's 98FM. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to Studio Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi. You're some sort of quiz.
Some sort of quiz, yeah. Master. Threw together a few minutes ago.
Some sort of thing going on there.
This some sort of quiz has five questions on the goings-on of the previous week. So we'll say that includes Monday to today. Will we say that?
That's fair.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the week.
It could be last weekend as well.
Oh, that's true.
A week ago. So I'm going to give you five questions. Give me 5 hour answers. I'll give you movie passes.
Get one wrong and you're gone.
Oh. Wrong game.
Oh.
Pens at the ready. We'll start off. Question one. Which iconic Dublin nightclub will be saying goodbye to its customers this weekend?
I'm so sad about this.
I can't believe that.
I got invited to an event there and it has absolutely nothing to do with the closing, but it's like one of the last things they're doing there and it's so bizarre.
That was a book launch last night, wasn't
it? That's the tale. Yeah. A book launch at the... One of the last things this place is going to remember for. A book launch. Hmm.
I'll be the last thing leaving there on Saturday night, that's for sure.
Which airline received a new look for its fleet yesterday? Question three. Which footballer said he would have run over his granny to become a footballer as a kid?
I give a sports question, you know, we're shocking at this.
We spoke about this yesterday and you commented on it.
Yeah, but I don't remember the dude's name.
Question four. Which reality show announced this week it will be holding auditions in Dublin next month? And your final question for this Friday morning.
For God's sake.
The bar for when you're off the beers. It's a new pop-up non-alcoholic bar opening on which Dublin street this weekend?
Did you do this on Wednesday?
No.
Man, I wasn't here.
We didn't. It's been all over the 98FM website and I have not looked at it at all. Because I'm like, nah, I don't want to go.
No interest. No.
Also, I can't believe you omitted the injection of semen into his arm guy, which was all over the website.
Look, I think we gave that enough coverage yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Come again.
All right, there you go. Five questions there.
I have a clue. Not the last one that's got me completely. How are you looking?
Four-ish.
All right.
I think.
If you get five, you win movie passes. IMC Cinemas 0877 98 98 98.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Now, if you were paying attention, you would have realised that we're playing 98FM's Week That Was quiz. What is it? Well, Suze can tell you.
It's five questions from the week that was.
Ah. Cool.
That's
sorry.
Pretty much
just
it.
Just checking. See if you're awake. Keep you on your toes. You know yourself.
I've got my red pen here, so I'm going to go through the questions and see how you did.
I have, let's see, I have Stephen Cullen here with
me. All right, Stephen, we'll see how you do.
He's going to play along and text here now. He's five questions. I haven't looked at them all, I just know his name is.
Great. Okay, first question was, which iconic Dublin nightclub will we be saying goodbye to this weekend?
So funny hearing her say iconic.
That's iconic.
Iconic.
So Stephen has what I have. But does Cooper have what Stephen and I have?
Lily's Bordello.
Damn it, yeah you do.
It is. Cooper will miss Lily's a lot.
Hell
me for one, I won't.
No, not, at all.
Not tonight, love. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Hi Stephen, come on in. There's a table waiting for you.
It could have happened where Suze was trying to get in while you said, "How are you, John?" to the bouncer, a big hug, and then went inside.
I guarantee about 10 years ago that definitely happened.
Yeah.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Even last week it probably happened.
Question two. Which airline revealed a new look for its fleet yesterday?
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus.
Stephen, it says the same. Brilliant.
It is Aer Lingus.
It looks like, I like the back of it.
Yeah,
it they
looks
swept
good.
It down. I don't know if that's aesthetic or is it actually functional, but it's lovely. I like the swept bit.
They've also coined it as a selfie friendly plane, but didn't offer any explanation as to what that means.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine that all that you need to get in it is just on the tail. Instead of trying to get the entire plane, because there's nothing on the entire fuselage, it's just on the tail.
Oh.
The shamrock. It's lovely.
I thought it meant you didn't need your passport. Show them a selfie. Question 3. Which footballer says he would have run over his granny to become a footballer? Who was it?
Now, Stephen is probably right, so I'm going to leave him to last. I said, is it Achenston Stanley?
That's a football team.
Oh. What? I didn't even understand that.
Achenston Stanley? Steve, what you say?
The Duffer, Damien Duff.
Yes, it is.
Also,
yeah.
Stephen says the same thing. Amazing.
All right, question 4. Which reality show announced this week it'll be holding auditions in Dublin next month?
Oh, Cooper's getting up.
X Factor!
It is.
Stephen
yes.
has the same. I have Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Doesn't make much sense. Why
no,
Britain's Got
absolutely
Talent?
Absolutely none.
They were in the news, though, because Ant and Dec are back together for Britain's Got Talent.
Fair play to them.
Okay, final question. Can you get 5 out of 5?
Thanks, Cooper. On 4 out of 5 so far. Yeah. Oh, flipping brilliant. Okay.
The bar for when you're off the beers. It's a new pop-up non-alcoholic bar opening on which Dublin street this weekend?
Oh, I should be paying more attention. I didn't hear you, so I just wrote down yes. So which street? Answer yes.
Okay.
Coop, what do you have?
I know I've probably got this wrong. I've said Dame Street.
Oh, oh,
not what Stephen has said.
What's Stephen say?
Capel Street.
Stephen, you're actually wrong.
Oh.
But I see where you're coming from, right? So this weekend on South Ann Street, sorry, there's a pop-up non-alcoholic bar opening. But on Capel Street next month, there's a permanent one opening. So I can see where the confusion arises.
So are you going
to... Well, it would be very cruel of me to dock him the point and not give him the movie passes, wouldn't it?
Do I not get it from Dame Street? Because Mary's a bit of a dame, you know?
Not at all.
No?
Who's Mary?
Mary Street.
Capel Street and South Ann Street.
Oh, Anne's a dame too.
Suze, if I could ask you directly, has Stephen won?
Ag won.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Stephen Cullen. You've just won movie passes. Well done there, pal. Now, I haven't a clue what street we were talking about.
Jones Street or something.
Hey, brother.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. On and on and on and on. How am I
supposed to live if I can't move on? While you can move on 98FM, it's 7:08. Good morning.
There's a radio rule 101 is never do maths on the radio, because you just look like a tick.
Yeah, we always fail at it.
100%. Or 99%, whichever. I don't know. I'm not good at math. But there was startling statistics just announced there, Georgie, in the news about the amount of people that have a Netflix subscription.
Mm. 139 million people.
Wow.
So
Netflix.
If you average it out, it's like some people have the HD subscription, which is a little bit more expensive.
Go for that. If you've got a big TV, you might as well.
Yeah, like if you've got a 4K TV, even better.
Yes.
Because they've the 4K. But most people will pay the $7.99, the €8. Okay.
So we say round it out to 8.
Yeah.
So that's 8. But hang on, I need the music. So that's 8 by 139 million.
Yeah, but if you... That's monthly, so it's €96 a year.
So by 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So €96 a year by 138
million. 139
million.
Gotta get this right, Luke.
Sorry, I'm just making sure.
Is 13,344,000,000
a year. Is how much Netflix is getting from subscriptions.
Yeah.
Suze, could you give me a yes or no on that maths?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I was just checking. She's much better at maths than we are. That's fantastic. And is that just worldwide or is that America? We don't even know.
That's worldwide. I'd imagine it's worldwide. 139 million.
They have all the cash, don't they? And they're giving out.
Why are they giving out?
Because they're upping it by $2 in America. Right?
Well, they are making a lot of good shows and exclusive Netflix shows as well. So,
but they're also making a load of crap as well. They're giving everybody a comedy special. Even I have one coming out next week.
On Netflix? It's Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper. And your man Lucas, comedian. Netflix show special.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around. 98FM, 7:13. Good morning.
So there's a movie, right, Coop?
Yeah.
Called John Wick. Came out a while ago.
Is this the Candlemaker guy?
Keanu Reeves, man. Okay. Long hair, Keanu Reeves, beard. Can't act to save his life, but my God, can he fight. So it's the perfect movie for him. Just like Neo in The Matrix. Neo was like this kind of robotic, boring type of guy. Perfect for Keanu Reeves, right? That's a bit of a dig at Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was like, I really like Keanu
Bill
Reeves.
Bill and Ted is great. Yeah. No, I love it. I really do like him. But the movie... John Wick was so good because it used a lot of real world stuff. It wasn't like a big CGI thing. He plays an assassin, but there's lots of real, he's actually doing the moves and he's jumping up on people and twisting, and he's just really good at it. The suits were
awesome. I knew you'd go with a suits direction.
And he had a turtleneck then in the second one, and a black and he bulletproof and everything. It's brilliant, right? So the third one, trailer for that has just been released. Now I've been following this very closely, and I saw a picture of John Wick on the back of a bleeding horse with a sword.
What?
So I'm all in.
Is he a time traveller?
I'm all in for this. I haven't fully watched this trailer now because you know me, I don't like them, but I'll play you a very small clip.
You expect him to make it out? A $14 million bounty on his head. Everyone in the city wants a piece of it. I say the odds are about even.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
So he's, all the assassins are after him in this one now, right? Because he's got a bounty on his head. I won't tell you why. You'd have to watch the second one. It's on Now TV. But it means there'll be more people trying to kill him. He'd be all different. Oh, can't wait for it.
Never heard you get excited about a trilogy and a series of movies. You're usually like, just make one and be done with this.
That's a very good point. So that's how good this is. Now, watch over the weekend, will you please, so we can chat about it on Monday.
One isn't on Sky Movies, so I'll just watch two. Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll allow
I don't
that.
Need to watch.
You
one,
do, so but you don't, yeah. It's a bit sad. You won't like the start of it.
Might get on DVD or something.
Do. DVDs, do you remember them?
The sound of the city. 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Five questions. €500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Wow, on the forefront of technology at the moment, 98FM is. Now, if you're listening on the radio, you're in for a treat as well. Because we're going to try and give someone €500.
Paige, good morning.
Ooh. Morning.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian, we leave it there, so yeah. Bye.
Come here, where are you off to today?
Kilkenny.
Why, what's going on? You going on the hens?
No, I wish.
What are you up to? What's in Kilkenny?
Just on a delivery.
Okay, cool. Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, Paige. You're on Dublin's 98FM, our Instagram as well. Quick mention here that you can win €1,000 every day next week just by adding 98FM on Instagram, just in case you were wondering.
Like an Instagram?
Exactly that. But right now it's €500.
Yeah. Okay, so are you ready to play our game?
Yes.
Okay. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong, and you're gone.
€25.
Paige, do you know the rules to Greedy Guts?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's just reiterate maybe, because it didn't sound overly confident there. So it's literally just five questions. If you get one right, you win the cash. For instance, €25 is the first question. If you go on to question two for 50 and you get it wrong, you lose it all.
Right.
And that keeps going all the way up to 500.
But you can bail at any time. So just say you get to question three, you have €100. You can just say, right, I'm out of here.
See ya, bye.
You take the €100 with you.
Right.
All good?
Yep.
All right, Paige. In what part of the body would you find your corona?
Cornea.
Cornea, sorry.
Eye.
Your eye. Would be correct. Well done. You've won €25 now. You have the option.
Do you want to take the €25 or go on and possibly win €50?
I shall go on.
Ah, good woman.
€50.
On the turning the page, so she is.
See what you did there.
Sorry. Couldn't help it. Mm-hmm. What day of the week for €50 comes first alphabetically?
Friday.
Ooh. Were you doing it in your head?
Yeah.
One day, two, no, two. Help.
It's quite a difficult
well
one.
Well done. Well done, Paige.
All right, Paige, you have 50 quid. Next question's worth 100 euro. Do you want to move on or take the money and run?
I'll move on.
All right. 100 euro. Are you all on your lonesome?
No.
Okay. Who have you got with you?
My boyfriend, but, you know, he wouldn't be very quick.
Oh, right. Okay. That's probably better. That's good news for you.
If my boyfriend's not very quick.
Yeah, he's very slow, actually.
That's terrible.
I'm sure he's great. Yeah, I'm sure he's great in his own way.
He's a looker.
Yeah. All right, Paige, for 100 euro. Who did Ireland play last August in the Women's Hockey World Cup final?
Oh, jeez.
Gotta rush it.
Russia?
Oh, Paige, no, it's not.
I haven't a clue.
I know, it's not, though. It is, it lost, you've lost all the money.
That's all right.
No, but what we will do, right, because you said you have your fella there with you and it's coming up to the weekend, we'll get you out movie passes to IMC Movies so you can go on a bit of a date night. Is that okay?
Brilliant.
Cool, cool. All right, no bother. Well, have fun in Kildare, or in Kilkenny, sorry.
I will.
Bye bye. Right, see you. Bye bye.
You.
Bye bye. Paige.
Thanks, Paige.
Bye bye. Ah, poor Paige now.
That's a shame.
The kids are better than adults on Greedy Guts. I think we should. What we should do, right?
Yeah.
Here's a hot take for you. We're gonna get rid of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday adults, and just have Monday to Thursday kids Greedy Guts. And then on Friday we might let an adult play.
Which is stop.
Isn't that much better?
It's not gonna happen.
Four days of kids and one adult.
Ah, you get sick of them after like Wednesday though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Sorry,
right. It's Daft Punk around the world. This is a throwback and a half. It's also a Friday show. This is 98FM's
Big Breakfast Bite Size. Here in 98FM, there's a load of us in here in this lovely building, and we've two separate kitchens. One is sort of like a microwave and sort of a small little coffee machine. And then upstairs is much bigger. It's got some glass there, and there's two microwaves and there's two separate coffee machines. There's no facilities though for like a frying pan. There's no hob or an oven or anything.
There's a sandwich maker up there, I think, belongs to someone.
Exactly.
There's also a sink if everybody wants,
if anybody
to,
wants to use it. Yeah. Very good. But what we noticed yesterday is someone made popcorn in the microwave, and it kind of just it's a bit of a strange thing to make in 98FM's microwave. So it led us to the question of, does anybody in your work make something ridiculous like every morning? They come in and make a full-on fry. And I just kind of mentioned it there 3 minutes ago, and there's loads. Apparently, that's a thing. Do you have your breakfast before you come in here, don't you?
Yeah, I used to have it sporadically throughout the show and then afterwards, but I just have my breakfast beforehand.
Right. At like 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
No, I'm on the road by five, so
okay,
it's
sorry.
Like it's half four.
That's
so even like this morning, lovely bowl of Weetabix and banana.
You're mad. Christine, this happens to her in work.
So there's often eggs and toast and whatever else he can find. There's all sorts of sandwiches and all sorts of things that he makes during for lunch as well. So he has breakfast and lunch all in the kitchen, and it's tiny, tiny little thing, and all he's got is the microwave and the toaster.
What? That's a guy in work that she works with, that's ridiculous. This
that's
one came
also
in
pretty skilled as well to make all of that with, yeah, just a microwave and a toaster.
No, you're right, there's loads of them here. Sinead says,
once walked into my kitchen and work and found a colleague making fried eggs on the George Foreman grill.
Yes, genius. You'd have to like balance it because they're at an angle, aren't they?
You have to destroy the George Foreman grill then.
Nah,
it's ceramic-y, is it?
It's metal, but metal-y. It's coated. Yeah. I like that. You have the ripple effect then on your egg.
Some people don't like bang eggs. Scrambled eggs in a microwave apparently is a big no-no. Or tuna is also a big no-no.
Yeah, well, tuna, as much as I like tuna, it does, like, unless you're eating it, everyone else thinks it's rotten fish because it does kind of stink.
Jesus, horrible. Yeah. But not necessarily smelly foods. We still want to find out, right, what's the most ridiculous? There's other people, maybe, that make other specific things that you just would not expect them to make in work. For instance,
there's a BuzzFeed, I think, video where a chef has a challenge to make a 3-course meal in a coffee maker, and she does. So, God help anyone has a coffee maker in their machine.
98FM's Big Breakfast. I've used our kettle to make noodles. You just throw the pack in and you just boil it.
Ah, stop that.
So if anybody's tea tastes like chicken curry, guilty!
Oh, 0877 98 98 98. We want to come back to this in about 10 minutes' time, so keep sending them in.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
All I am is you.
Jess Glynn, All I Am on 98FM. The time is 8:27. You're with Cooper and Oak on The Big Breakfast. Hi.
We asked you a question. Is there any bizarre food that maybe a co-worker cooks in the work kitchen? Because work kitchens are normally just maybe a microwave or whatever. But my God, people are ingenious. We're getting tips in here. Apparently you can poach an egg by pouring a bit of water into a cup, putting the egg into the cup and putting the plate over the cup and put it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah, there is a risk though of that exploding. Isn't there something about piercing the yolk?
I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I just know this is what's been sent in. Speaking of eggs, this is pretty good.
Hey, lads. I went into work one of the mornings and a colleague of mine was boiling an egg in a kettle. Stuck the kettle on, stuck two eggs in it and boiled them eggs.
I kind of don't mind. I think that's okay, is it?
That's fine. I did noodles in the kettle. That's fine. Yeah. So.
Egg is cool. Yeah. I don't see it. You probably have to keep your finger on the power button. This, though, who was this person's name? Mark. I hope I have an increment. I hope this is fantastic. One of the best WhatsApps we've ever gotten. Just imagine this happening in your work.
My boss in work actually uses the display ovens on the shop floor to do fry ups and chicken nuggets, you name it. Even brings in his lunch, does it like chorizo mix, some sort of whatever the hell he does be doing. He does it all in the shop floor, and the stink of the shop after, it's unreal.
Chorizo in a display oven? Can you imagine walking into wherever it is, like DID Electrical or whatever, and there's somebody there cooking a fry, putting a bit of coriander on an omelette?
All right, how are you? This is a lovely oven, as you can see.
Two for breakfast, please.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Rita Ora, known for making eggs in the kitchen and work as well. Let me love you. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
She's not the only one. There's loads of these. This is kind of ingenious, to be honest, and they're making me really hungry. This Melanie says, right, I've been making turkey bacon on a mini grill in work, and I was told yesterday that the whole office is bleeding, starving because of the smell wafting through the office.
Oh. People are getting very inventive about what they make in work. It's pretty cool. I've seen people put the toaster upstairs on the side because they make a toasted ham and cheese sandwich.
Clever.
So the cheese doesn't drip down. So they put it on its side.
Very clever. Amy says, here, you can fry an egg by heating the plate for 2 minutes, take it out, put some butter on it, crack an egg onto it, the plate, then put it back for a minute. Fried egg.
In a microwave.
In a plate microwave.
Do you have any eggs with you?
Yeah.
Because I want to try that. Can we try that?
We should.
Because if that's not real, you're fake news, Mrs.
Rory, what have you got? Have you got an ingenious way of making some sort of food for us?
Morning, lads.
Morning.
Yeah. When I was in boarding school, probably about 10 years ago now, but I went over on a French exchange and the lads over there, they had kettle. They had a kettle in their boarding room. And they used to get, you know, those that packaging you get oranges and lemons in.
Yeah, the kind of the net.
Yeah, they used to buy that in the supermarket, and they used to fill it up with cut up frankfurters and pasta, and then put it through a fork to just hold it above the kettle, and then dump all the stuff in, boil it up, and divvy it out between a lot of.
Yes. Where was the board school in the middle of the jungle? Because why didn't you just order a takeaway?
It was pretty much in the middle of nowhere.
Frankfurters.
That is so clever. I know now, my kids are listening, they're going to want to make bloody hot dogs now in the kettle when they get home from school today.
Oh no, I wasn't complaining because it was kind of when you got back and you were kind of hungry. Wow. Mainly bored.
Wow.
And didn't have enough food.
Rory, they obviously didn't feed you enough. Thank you, though, for that ingenious way of, just in case I'm ever stuck out in the wilderness, I know what to do now.
No problem.
Cheers, Rory. Bye bye.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Look, if you're stuck out in the wilderness and you got a kettle and you find a socket, you're not really in the wilderness.
You could have. That's a good point. No, I was going to argue, but no, he has a very valid point.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
So you can only be accessed at 9:15, which is we're bang on time, you see. It's Friday, so we don't want to annoy the 9:15 Mr. Machine. Humming here to my left quite nicely.
Mm.
And there's also the Mr. Machine. Suze, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Machine part two.
This is it's fun. It's fun because we don't know what's going to happen.
Why is there a tube coming out of the back of it and it's dripping water?
Yeah, we talked about this.
It's also been used as an aircon unit in its past life, I think. So does lots of things.
It's a weird 1980s kind of defibrillator kind of looking thing, whatever the hell it's called. What's it called? Dehumidifier, not defibrillator.
Very different.
Sorry, yeah.
Never use a dehumidifier in an emergency.
Who's dying.
All you do is, quick, dehumidify him. What are you going to do, take the moisture out of him?
Will you push something there now, twiddle something?
Go on, there's the... Jumped the gun this morning, didn't it? Very eager to play.
What does it say?
And it is...
on the screen there.
Heads or tails?
Okay, I'm down with this game. I like it. I haven't done very well on it recently, but...
Okay, if you've never heard Heads or Tails before, it's where we've taken headlines from around the world. We have enlisted a newsreader to read those headlines in a very convincing way.
Yeah.
But the headlines mightn't be true.
What?
That's the thing. Brendan O'Loughlin delivers everything so professionally that you would think it has to be real. But it's not.
Three have just popped up on my screen here. I'm going to presume, Cooper, do you want to go first?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Every day is a winding road, bendy Australian street renamed Sheryl Crow Avenue.
Oh, this is brilliant. I've seen streets across the world named after famous people. I was on Garrett Brooks Avenue in the States.
Oh, that's not down by Crow Park, no?
No, it should be, though. Zing, give her a ding for that.
You got a ding.
He's not welcome here.
No. I'm going to say that this is a head.
Cooper.
Yeah.
It's false.
Oh, damn it.
It's just a tail.
Oh, it's so convincing, Brendan. That's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if
there's some zero here. Okay.
See how I get on.
Man loses leg after being shot by a dog.
Man loses the leg by... Oh, right. I actually did not understand. So a dog shot him and he lost his leg.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a prosthetic leg? Is the dog turned for somebody else?
Did he actually get shot in the leg?
Yeah, there's so many questions. I'm going to say it's true because it's so stupid. Here you go, Suze.
It is true.
What?
It is stupid. A man took his dog on a hunting trip.
Mm-hmm.
He left his gun, his shotgun, in the back of his pickup. How American is this story? He left the gun in the back of his pickup and his dog climbed in, discharged the weapon by, I assume, standing on it with his little paw, and it flew through the side of the truck and hit him in the left thigh.
Ooh.
And he lost his leg.
And he lost his leg. That is a combination of bad luck.
Sorry,
right there.
Sorry, can we back to... He didn't even get shot. The shotgun hit him in the leg.
No, it did.
It ricocheted.
No, the weapon was discharged. It fired through the side of the truck and then hit him. So it actually went through the metal of the truck.
Yeah, see, those hunting rifles, yeah.
Oh, well, poor guy. Final one. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Child calls police after being told to clean her room.
I know my kids have threatened to do that.
This is an Irish story.
They'd be in such trouble.
Definitely, yeah.
You did what? Call the police and you...
Although your dad's a guard, is he?
My dad?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, well, he's retired
photographer.
Now.
Oh, right.
Photographer, a guard.
So you'd get away with it.
He used to take photos of guards.
Yeah, that was it. Did you get a new uniform? Here we go, okay.
What do you think, Coop?
Yeah, I'm going to say this is true.
Okay, I'd like to say it's false then, Suze.
Cooper.
You're wrong.
You're right.
Oh,
it's true.
Oh, no. Nice. Look at this.
It's pretty much what it says on the tin. She was unimpressed with having to tidy her room, didn't want to, and she said, "Now who'll sort this out? The police."
There you go, kids. If you're listening to 98FM, call the police on your parents.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Did they actually come around and clean the room for her?
Yeah, they all pitched in, rolled up those sleeves.
It's a new service that on Garda Síochána Corner offering now. Cleaning rooms.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
The 61st Annual Grammy Awards.
Yay!
They come around so fast, don't they? A lot of people performing, including one of my favourites of the moment, Mr. Post Malone. You probably think that you are better now. I saw pictures of him before he had a beard and before he was famous and everything. He looks so non-threatening. I'm not saying he looks threatening now. I'm just saying he looks awfully different.
Did he look like he might do your accounts?
He looked like he had a horse with his girlfriend. It looked like they both went in and bought a horse. And they just loved horses. That's what they look like, man. Like, it's very hard to describe. Google him when he looks young without a beard. He looks ridiculous.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes is going to perform as well. Really big fan of him. Cardi B is there, obviously. Her Instagram is hilarious. You should go follow her.
Did you see her rant about Donald Trump yesterday?
You know what? I didn't.
Oh, you got to look back at that.
She was on TV as far as I know. Well, that's about it. And then what else have we got here? Oh, yeah. Saoirse Ronan. We talk about her a lot on the show. And she is just like a normal girl. She's a normal one of us.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, so what if she's worth millions and has been nominated for an Oscar? And she also fangirls over the likes of Philip Schofield and Holla Willoughby.
And I'll just say that when I'm away, I'll get on the phone to my mum and I'm like, I just miss watching Phil and Holly on the television. Because I watch you guys every day. So like when I'm away, genuinely, this is what I miss watching. More than anything else. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to hear.
Watch it on the hub.
She's just normal. She's just like me and you.
Yeah, I would have the same reaction if I met Holla Willoughby.
See?
Yeah.
And you'd have to be controlled and everything. And it's lovely. I like Philip Schofield as well. I think he's a good presenter. And his Instagram is also hilarious.
His Instagram is brilliant.
He's always drinking wine. Responsibly. And then finally, they're back. They are back, Ant and Dec, after, well, about a year off, which is a pretty quick year. They are going to be back presenting Britain's Got Talent. He says, can you believe he's come around again? Time flies. That's not his accent. It's just how I imagine he speaks. So they are going to do the auditions and they're going to be back. I don't know.
It's cool. No, I'm glad he's better and he's able to get back into it.
I kind of liked him, your man, and Holla Willoughby. They kind of were better and the ratings went up and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Did he have to come back? He's got millions.
Yeah, well, like, you know, loves what he does and stuff.
Yeah, well, best of luck to him, I suppose. That was the Gossip Record. Luke and I'll go and pick.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's 20 to 10.
We say her name all the time because she is Producer Seuss, always full title given to the producer. She's the brains of the show. She controls the two people here that speak mostly into the microphone.
Stop speaking.
Sorry.
It is my turn now.
She do it.
Whoop-a! I know, it's so easy. Stand up. Sit down.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stand up.
No, I don't want to.
Turn around.
Oh, for Jesus. Get on with your story, you buff.
They're like puppets.
Yeah.
So good.
You're paid to do it. Yeah.
Okay, one more tune. This is where I will tell you a story and I look for song suggestions based on that story. What day is it today?
Friday.
What does that mean?
End of the week.
Weekend.
What else does that mean?
Oh, I don't know.
I want Friday tunes.
Oh, Friday tunes. Friday tunes.
Not Friday tunes.
Yeah, it's 98 FM.
Friday tunes.
Okay, now let's get serious. We are heading over to China for this morning's One More Tune story. And it's an airport story. And I always find when you hear a story on the news about the airport, it's going to be weird. Like, strange things happen in airports.
Drones.
And this is no different. Yeah, drones. It's usually about animals though. This woman was spotted walking awkwardly in the airport. And you know, if you see a suspicious looking person in the airport, you'll always get stopped by... You can't look suspicious in an airport. You get stopped by police. They'll think you're smuggling something.
It's that in a bank.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look sweaty and bothered when you're in a bank.
Damn it.
Or in the queue going through security. Because something will happen. Anyway, so she gets stopped. They say, can we talk to you for a second, ma'am? And they bring her out. And after questioning for a while and noticing her trousers were kind of moving.
Hello.
They had a look and they noticed that she was smuggling 24 gerbils. Who were strapped individually to her legs.
Where did you get this?
First question.
This isn't real.
It is, and there is a picture.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, there
you are. Oh, is it cruel?
Oh, it is extremely cruel. So I do feel bad laughing at it.
Yeah, Cooper feels bad too. He just hasn't said it yet.
It is just one of those very rare, unique cases of smuggling in an airport. They would have assumed it would have been drugs, I guess.
Why would you... need to bring gerbils with you?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah. So that's exactly what they asked her. And she said, presents for me mates.
Ah, come on. How much drugs are in the gerbils? There's some reason. No one does that.
All the gerbils are all wide-eyed. Hey!
That's shocking. So what happened? Give me a conclusion to this story.
It's a bit of a sad ending.
Oh,
actually.
No.
Oh,
I know. And
you could have just left it at that.
No, but I didn't want to leave it on a sad note. for a Friday, but they were sent to a better place. Yeah, look, they'd been strapped to her legs. They'd seen it all. So one more song, one more tune, song suggestions.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Super Furry Animals.
Okay.
FM's Big Breakfast.
Those poor things.
Yeah, it's very sad. That's why Cooper's laughing so much.
I've stopped laughing when you said that they, you know.
Yeah. You feel bad now, don't you?
What about Butterball? You're a hamster that died, huh?
Poor Butterball died.
Multiply that by how many hamsters?
24.
24, and that's what they feel.
Very tickly.
We have Snowball now.
Yeah, well, lucky you, okay? Because that girl doesn't have 24 of them.
Okay. We need your song suggestions, 0877 98 98 98, and they need to be...
Friday Tunes.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Friday Tunes, that's what we're looking for. Producer Sue's came in here to tell us a story from, well, it's a bit of a sad place.
It was, actually. It had a sad ending. In China, a woman was caught at the airport looking suspicious and walking in a very strange manner. And when they questioned and inspected what was going on, they found 24 gerbils strapped to her legs. She was trying to smuggle them in. One question, how could you sit on the plane?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's awful, isn't it?
Suze.
Okay, go on.
They're all dead. So a lot of people sending in song suggestions here that have animals in the title. For instance, Martin Garrix, Animals.
Oh, listen to that.
That's what Stephen listens to going to bed.
Always on.
And that is not a lie.
Fun, Love and Criminals, Scooby Snacks, yeah. A bit of Oasis because the gerbils are all dead. Stop crying your heart out. Flies, yeah, that's a good one. This is weird. The gerbil song.
I bought a gerbil at the petting zoo. If Richard Gere can do it, I can too.
Hey, and we'll cut it there. None of them have won though.
Now, Sam and Hoth has suggested a tune. It's XTM and DJ Chucky, Fly on the Wings of Love.
Fly on the wings of love.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.